everybody. We've got a coast-to-coast call today. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790, KNST, and let's get our green on. That's my new thing that I decided. What do you think, Kat? I can't help it. Someone said, get your green on? Well, you just try different things. So I'm ready to get my green on today. I'm actually wearing green. This is an all-green talk radio show where we hopefully make sustainability fun for you every week and informative. So today, there's so much going on in the show. It's going to be exciting. Time will fly. There's so much great stuff going on in Tucson in October. We have our buddy, Colleen Crown and Shield, who is the queen of green, clean fuel, calling in. We have Dr. Alex Hughes calling in from New York. We have Josh Simon calling in from L.A., and they're going to talk about their journey of taking a great, healthy drink to an international market and the challenges involved with that. The name of their company is Function Drinks. I've actually met with Josh in L.A., and it's something that I have one function every day, so it's near and dear to my heart, and I think I'm healthier because of it. So Dr. Alex Hughes will be telling us exactly why. So, sponsors, Chapman Tucson, and what Chapman does is offers the greatest ownership experience possible. I've got to say, I agree with that. And then I want to do my last shout out, I think, of the week. Maybe I'll do one next week, too. But my buddies at Tohono O'Neill Park, which is just west of Ina, it's on Ina, just west of Oracle, on the north side of the street, and they're having their October plant sale, and it starts Saturday. If you remember, it starts on Wednesday from 3 to 6. And I just wrote something on my Facebook fan page this morning about it really is going to get cooler. I saw Chuck George last night at a function. He's just such a philanthropist and a good guy. He does such good things for the community. And he said, I made him cross his heart that things are going to get better. So he's from KOLD. I don't know who listens to that. I sure do, KOLD News 13. And we are supposed to get a cooler temperature this week, which means only two digits. Anything less than three would work for me. So Tohono O'Neill Park, public sale on Saturday from 9 to 5, Sunday from 10 to 4. And what better thing to do than start replanting some of the things in your gardens for the fall, because you know in Tucson that it's going to last. And Tohono O'Neill, they have wonderful staff. They have wonderful docents. They'll help you pick out what's best for you. And I think it's really great. Two more quick things before we get to my friend on the line. Arizona's Greenest Workplace Challenge. As of 9 o'clock this morning, we were 7 votes shy of hitting the 2,000 mark on votes. So if you are at your computer and if you go to Mrs. Green's website, mrsgreensworld.com, vote for your greenest workplace. We'd love to have a news item that makes more than just Tucson news, because we're getting votes in from all over the country. You do not have to be in Tucson to vote. MrsGreensWorld.com, and vote for what you think is the greenest workplace. Vervet was a smashing hit, and my friend Colleen can talk about that. She and her beautiful daughter Lauren came. Yesterday, Green October with Jenny and Chris from 92.9, The Mountain was a smashing hit. Mrs. Green has been busy, and in case you don't know it, Chapman's giving away a Volkswagen Jetta TDI. So come out every Friday. This Friday coming up, it's going to be a Blanco. So now, drum roll, please. Or should I do the bell? How you like that, Kat? Here comes Colleen.
Hey there, guys. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am fantastic. And I do have to say, Vervet was a ton of fun. My daughter had a great time.
Thank you. And so did you. And so did I. It was a really nice night.
It was wonderful.
And it's nice to see a mother-daughter teaching your daughter at 14 how to use healthy products, because that's what it's all about.
That's right.
Don't put known carcinogens on your children's skin, and they don't do that at Vervet. So
they don't use any petroleum in their products either. Woohoo!
I know, no foreign oil putting on your face. Doesn't it make you feel good? It does.
It's wonderful.
Well, we really can't talk about that now, because it's all about you and everything that's going on, and I want to embarrass you and talk about the award you just won. You won a regional award, and it makes me proud about Arizona, proud about the work you've done. So just tell us. Just don't hold back.
Well, I was nominated for the Coordinator of the Year, and what that means is there are 7 regions in the United States within the Clean Cities program, and each region nominates their top person, the person who just really has has exemplary ties to Queen Cities and has really been a leader. And so I was the region, the South Central Region nominee for Coordinator of the Year. And I didn't win Coordinator of the Year. That's all right. I was our nominee, which is, you know, seven states within our region. So it was a huge honor, and I'm really excited.
Truly, and congratulations. And in case you are just a new listener to Mrs. Green's Goes Mainstream, I want to say, Colleen, would it be fair to say that Clean Cities is honestly all about using, implementing, considering, and then making commitment to alternative fuels?
That's exactly what it is really just helping us reduce dependence on petroleum. So just, you know, through using alternative fuels, that's how we do that. And using vehicles like yours, like your
my
hybrid.
My Insight, I love it.
Yeah, that don't use as much petroleum. So that's really what the premise of the program is. And last year we displaced 12 million gallons of petroleum in Tucson. So
Just say that again. How many gallons?
12 million gallons of petroleum we displaced
really
through using alternative fuels.
And do you think that we're on track to have that number grow this year? I kind of do.
I think we'll exceed that number this year, which is exciting to me. So I'm pretty sure this year we'll exceed that number.
We hope so. And so that I know a lot about Clean Cities because I go to the meetings and I support all the work that Colleen and her team are doing. It's not just about the vehicle you own, but if you work in a company that has fleets, it's really getting some more bigger numbers out there. You work with school districts and companies that have numerous multiple vehicles driving around the city, correct?
Absolutely. And what we do is we help them figure out which alternative fuel would be best for them, which is the most viable for them to use, whether it be biodiesel, ethanol, natural gas, propane, or, of course, the all-electric Nissan Leaf that's coming. So
right.
We do have a lot of commitment towards all-electric vehicles that's coming online this year. So
there's a lot in October, and I hope you'll be calling in some more weeks. I know you won't be calling in on the 16th because we will be – you'll probably be talking to everybody about how great things went on the 15th. So just really, we have about 2 minutes left, and I want you to tell people what's going on the 15th, what's
Absolutely.
Going on the 16th.
We have a huge opportunity here in Tucson on the 15th. We are going to host world-renowned Doug Fine. Doug is a sustainability guru. He wrote Farewell My Subaru, and he'll be at Tohonochil Park. This is free admission, so it doesn't cost you anything to come in and listen to Doug and really get to know what he's all about and how you can move towards zero petroleum in your life.
And have fun. He's riot and
fun
smart.
Doing it.
It's
6:30 at Tohonochil on the 15th. You just have to RSVP. And if you can't RSVP, just show up. But we are asking that you bring two cans of food for the community food bank. This is October. We are heading into the holiday season. So we really want to make sure that we can do a little bit for the community as well.
Okay, and that's October 15th, 6:30. If you want to find out more, it's on my website, not a problem. You can
Absolutely.
Find out Mrs. Green's World. And then we have Green Living Fair the next day.
The next day, and Doug will actually be at the Green Living Fair as well the next day on October 16th at the Habit Store, which is on Ajo. He's going to do a live remote with you.
I hope you schedule to call in next week so you can talk more about what's going on. News Talk 790 KNST. We'll be right back with Dr. Alex Hughes and Josh Simon. Colleen Cronishier from Plain Cities, thanks for calling in.
News Talk 790 KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST, where every Saturday we interview great informative guests from around the country. I haven't gotten to say from around the world yet, but today we are coast to coast live. I am so over the top excited because I have met Josh Simon from Function Drinks, and he spent most of the time that I met with him talking about the unbelievable journey of Dr. Alex Hughes and his discovery towards and marketing of Function Drinks. So what does a function drink have to do with sustainability? From where Mrs. Green sits, everything, because good health starts from the inside out. Good afternoon, Alex and Josh. Thank you so much for
Hello.
Calling in.
Hi.
How are we sounding? Are we sounding okay to you?
Yeah.
Sounds great to me.
Okay, great. And this is one of those where I started preparing for the show this morning, and I probably could have done it without any prep. But I think one of the most exciting things is your journey, Alex, of being a doctor, and you were roommates with Josh, and I think our listeners love to hear how it all began.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think one of the great things about what we do at Function Drinks is kind of our ability to innovate in small but meaningful ways that really resonate with our consumers. And what's been gratifying for myself and all of us involved is that, you know, is that our drinks are so accessible and relevant to folks. And for me, as a physician, as a surgeon, that's a, you know, in stark contrast to some of the high-tech things we do, but unfortunately are only relevant to people who are having, you know, serious issues, in my case, in relationship to their spine. And so going back to medical school, you know, I was always amazed at all of the things that we use in the hospital, which actually are all natural and accessible, you know, to people outside of being sick. And so I thought it'd be great to apply some of that logic and know-how to some of the needs of everyday, you know, life or of healthy individuals. So about those times I was having those currents, yes, I was living with Josh in Los Angeles, and we started talking about all the different ways we can impact our own lives and the lives of our friends and family.
The story that I always like to tell is that Alex obviously has a background as a physician and a background in engineering, and he literally built this lab out of our kitchen.
I love that story. I was hoping you'd tell that.
had the sort of, I guess, the good luck, depending on how you look at it, of opening directly onto the kitchen. So I would, you know, I would sort of wake up in the morning and, you know, there, and sort of Alex would be there tinkering with, you know, with the original formula for Urban Detox, which was the first drink that we created, and, you know, literally out of this sort of home built lab in our house, and using a lot of the ingredients that Alex was already familiar with and using in the hospitals.
Out of a specific anecdote, I think that's illustrative of this whole process, is that in medical school and then doing a general surgery internship, there was this specific natural ingredient called N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, that is used in the hospitals for a multitude of reasons. It can be used in certain lung or pulmonary conditions, and it also is used in certain cases of intoxication from Tylenol overdoses or other types of toxins. And what it does is it revs up the liver's ability to deal with certain toxins. And long story short, it turns out that has a huge impact in the way the liver metabolizes one of the toxic breakdown products of alcohol. So, and Josh is referencing the first product we set out to make was something that systematically and from a scientific approach addressed hangover physiology.
So I was going to ask you that. So this was like the hangover drink, ultimate urban detox, like literally.
Right. There's no cure, quote unquote, for, you know, hangover as a disease, but there we can approach things in a very, you know, scientific, rational, and physiology-based way. We can sort of minimize the impact of hangover, and it's based on very kind of true science. And but again, it's taking something that's geared for people that are sick and kind of applying it to life situations for those that are healthy and heart charging and want to, you know, maximize every day. And that's kind of what we did with the Urban Detox.
And thus, to me, the sustainability from the inside out. So, Alex, when you talk about the overuse of things like Tylenol, and there we are just the pill-taking nation,
right.
It's really unbelievable. What about if you're in some place like L.A., where I, of course, visit frequently, and to me, the air is not, like, I can smell the air, which I don't think is a good thing. And I'm not trashing L.A. at all, but there is a high impact of cars and pollution, and there are alerts. So are
absolutely,
you of the belief that you...
I mean, there's so many ways that our world, you know, impacts us that we don't, you know, maybe don't pay enough attention to. And you're in sort of a lot of the things that you believe in and talk about on your show are absolutely right. I mean, when it comes to Los Angeles, on the one hand, if people want to be hard charging and active and you're out jogging, running, I mean, there's, you know, particulate air pollution, there's smog, which is a different type of air pollution, there's dust, there's the threat that the cars themselves pose to people. And so you're right. By changing some of the things that we do in our diet, we can actually hopefully mitigate some of these environmental issues that can impact our daily lives. And if you take Urban Detox, for instance, while, you know, we address hangover physiology, by the same token, N-acetylcysteine, and I mentioned that it has a role in certain lung conditions, it actually improves our lungs' ability to get rid of particulate air pollution. So that's things such as heavy diesel exhaust, pollen and dust that are in the air that drive a lot of people crazy. And so Function Urban Detox is actually, you know, we sort of internally joke that it's the ultimate, you know, drink for Los Angeles or Southern California, because a lot of hard-charging people are social and, of course, want to mitigate the impact of, you know, having one too many glasses of wine in the evening, but are also out, you know, being active outside. And so it's sort of the perfect tonic for that kind of lifestyle. And it really, as the company grew, I mean, obviously that's relevant to a lot of different locales around the country.
So let me just go back even a little bit more. You worked in the hospital. Did you taste this and think it tasted good and then said, I think I'll make a drink called Urban Detox? There's got to be a little bit more in the story.
You know, one of the biggest challenges in all of our product platforms is that we've introduced to the beverage industry, you know, these natural supplements, but that have never been in stable beverage format before. And you're very right that these are, you know, have the opposite of, you know, impact as far as making great tasting products, because they often are not great tasting. And that's where a lot of the finesse comes in introducing these to the beverage industry, is making sure that these not always tasting great natural supplements, which have wonderful benefits for us all, making sure that our beverages, our products are still fun and taste great to consume. So that's a huge challenge, and we have a great team that we've assembled that to make that happen.
But in the beginning, were your friends guinea pigs? I know Josh was.
We've had a lot of as far as the product development goes, there's certainly a lot of iterations ago in the early days before we really kind of fully understood, you know, flavor science and complementary and masking kind of natural essential oils and things like that. Before we understood all that, there were a lot of rough products, and not only rough taste-wise, but things that quickly deteriorated or degraded when they were on the shelf or in a bottle or in sunlight. So, I mean, there are a lot of things that we've learned, a lot of chemistry lessons, because people haven't really done this before. So there are a lot of kind of a learning curve early on, and unfortunately some of our friends have been on the short end of that one.
And they're all okay, but one of the things that I have to say, I don't drink Urban Detox. I drink Function Lightweight every day. And I wonder if anybody really gets it. Like, if you work in a coal mine or if you work in a place that has really oppressively awful air, you're recommended to wear a mask and filter,
right,
and on and on. Well,
right,
people really need to get it. When you're breathing in the air, whatever it's in is going through your lungs. It's being processed. And to me, I knew what Urban Detox was before I had to read the label. It's such a good marketing name. This is what it does. If you live in an urban area, it helps with the detoxification,
right,
of everything,
right,
that's coming at you.
I mean, that's, yeah, no, we think we try to be clear with the names on the drinks, because we really want people to, you know, connect with the products that make sense for their lifestyle. So it's good to hear that people can walk away with that concept.
I can. And what was the second one you started with?
After the Urban Detox platform, I mean, we really started, asking ourselves, like, what else can we do? I mean, what other needs do we have in our lives? And, obviously with our own lives of, you know, we're not perfect, you know, the most health conscious people always also. And so for us, you know, eating better and eating more sensibly is always a challenge. And so whether it's ourselves or our fans that have discovered us through Urban Detox, we thought that lightweight, or the concept of a pro-metabolic drink that was low calorie, would be kind of most beneficial for ourselves and our customers.
So that became the lightweight, Function Lightweight.
Right. So with what we did with Function Lightweight is we took our original platform of Urban Detox was an isotonic sweetness level, which has to do with the functionality. We dropped the overall calories almost to zero, and we introduced things which, again, are all natural and have been utilized in different ways and have different relationships with our metabolism. So in Function Lightweight, which is the drink that you've incorporated into your life, we have a couple of different things that impact our metabolism. One of the most exciting things in it is the red wine extract called resveratrol. And what resveratrol does is it actually impacts the way that the engines within our cells work. And it not only multiplies these engines, but increases their energy output. And the net effect of that is people have studied this ingredient in places like France, where red wine consumption is a major component of what people call the Mediterranean diet. What we've seen is that you can actually, over time, raise individuals' basal metabolic rate, and it actually appears to have an overall positive impact on people's cholesterol profiles in their blood. Now, these things are not the intended, those are sort of the added benefit of the product, but certainly the intention is we're going after the metabolic impact.
And it really helps. And I'm going to have to give you a quick heads up. We're going out in about 8 seconds for a quick break.
Because you never know what'll happen next. News Talk 790, KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790, KNST. We have our buddy Scott in studio again today, and he is the traveling dude talking about all kinds of green things, not just travel. What's our topic for today?
Good morning, or good afternoon,
good
actually.
Afternoon. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, really. Actually, I want to talk about carbon offsets. It's one of the things you and I have talked about a little bit. I've put it off talking about it on the show because I want to get a little bit more knowledgeable. So first, just kind of as a definition, a carbon offset is actually a financial instrument. So a lot of people think of it as specifically going out and planting a tree. But when we're talking about carbon offsets in the travel industry for consumers, there are companies that, you know, if you're going to plan a flight and you feel guilty about it, you can actually go out and buy a carbon offset from a company that money is supposed to go to projects that will then green the planet. The biggest problem, you're laughing over there.
It's guilt money, because it's guilt money.
Exactly.
It is. It's very convoluted.
You know, and I'm torn because I've, you know, one is, you know, that money sometimes goes to help. So, I mean, I get the positive side of it. People want to travel. But what the downside is, it's guilt money. So people don't change their behavior. And really what we need to do is change our behavior at the same time. Even the city of Seattle is using carbon offsets, and they're out there promoting that they're carbon neutral. But all the reports I've read is that they're just giving money to these companies that are going to be building the wind farms anyway. They're going to be planting the trees anyway. They're not actually adding anything, except they're, again, offsetting this guilt.
And they're paying companies. A lot of times they're paying companies who have really reduced their energy consumption and who are really polluting less, so that they can pollute the same amount. That's
right.
Really what a carbon offset
that's
is.
Kind of a cap and trade.
Yes, perhaps. It is. And someone figured out how to make money on it. And you're right, that's what it becomes. And I think there is some validity to, you really want to do something right, so it is assuaging your guilt a little bit.
Sometimes.
It is better than doing nothing.
Right.
It can support a project, but like you're right. And for Seattle, I think that's kind of, that's false advertising,
right?
Because they're still going to be polluting at the same level. They're just buying energy from someplace else that isn't. And it's an offset, maybe? How about reduction? That's what we really should be shooting for.
And the biggest part of it, or the second part of it, is that a lot of them are scams. So you got to be really careful. I've actually posted on my website some information about the ones, at least that we do know that's verified, the money is going to green projects. Again, I still don't know if it actually helps in the big picture, but at least you know the money's not being wasted. So if you go to MrsGreensWorld.com, go to the Green Living and the Travel section, again, you can click through to my website and get a little information about the carbon offset companies that are at least valid.
Love that. And it's legendaryworld.com also, but I love it that you gave a plug for MrsGreensWorld.com because we really love to have a lot of people visit there and see all the good things that are going on. Thanks for being with us, and we will talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you. See you later.
I just want to call Scott the eco travel dude, and he doesn't want me to, but that's okay. I have the microphone now, so he's, of all of my friends, I will say I have had the most impact on Scott, and I love watching the journey. So today, exciting, this is News Talk 790 KNST, Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. We have Dr. Alex Hughes calling in from, I think it's New York City. It's one of my favorite places on the planet, I admit it, and Josh Simon from LA, also one of my favorite places on the planet because my daughter lives there and my other daughter did live there. So thanks for calling in on this Saturday.
Of course.
Okay, so I self-diagnosed myself yesterday with chronic whirling dervish syndrome. So I want to try to do a little linear discussion here. You had really gone to the point where you went from your kitchen and the mad scientist doctor and his roommate, who has a very serious business strength that he brings to the table, to let's bring this to market because our friends love it. It's good for our health. It's good for the planet. Talk a little bit about the middle stage of what it takes to launch from your kitchen to, and I said international because I thought that you were distributing in Canada as well. Is that correct? So that makes you international.
Yeah, we some Canada and Mexico and a few other lucky countries out there. But yeah, we had a third co-founder who is the CEO of the company, Dayton Miller, who was also had sort of a business background as well. And basically, you know, it started with the three of us once we created the first formula and eventually brought in some flavor chemists and some beverage scientists to make sure the drinks were stable and, you know, kept them all natural, no preservatives, all that sort of stuff. We basically started out spending nights and weekends going to accounts in LA and selling the drinks in and convincing them to carry the product. And pretty shortly thereafter, they started selling. And I think partially based on the name and essentially the functionality that consumers were able to really experience, we generated a really strong fan base here in Southern California pretty quickly. And so, you know, we hired a couple friends starting out that helped to deliver the drinks during the week to all the retailers who had ordered it. And from there, we were able to get our first official beverage distributor. And, you know, the rest is kind of history. I mean, it's obviously a lot of work and a lot of long hours, but similarly, that model, you know, has been repeated across other cities around the country where we bring on a local distributor and they help us to spread the drink.
And Kimberly Clements.
For us, I think the reason we've been able to do that is you hear a lot of the science that Alex is talking about. There's a lot of clinical research that goes into our drinks. Alex actually just finished a bunch of clinical trials that actually are testing the efficacy of the drinks. And I think for us, that functionality is first and foremost. And so when consumers see the drinks on the shelf and they're interested in them and they try them, they're just like you, they're really able to feel it working for them. And that really helps us to generate a foothold and also to create fans like you who are willing to help us go out there and spread the word about how effective and great tasting the drinks are.
And Kimberly Clements from Golden Eagle is the person that came to a meeting with me and put it on my right in front of the table in front of me. She said, you have to try this. And I literally have become, I was a fan ever since, because as I said to you off air, if I drink that, I'm not as hungry. And Mr. Green is always listening. He can attest to this. I can be hungry about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and come home and I say I'm starving and I remember that I left too early to not have a function. So whatever that clinical trial is, it's working. Let me talk right. about it. I understand that when you go to someone like a Golden Eagle, they handle the distributorship, but you had to have a middle phase of how do you start producing massive quantities of it, and then how do you decide on your expansion in terms of a really solid business approach? Okay, I think we'll go to Golden Eagle in Tucson and Phoenix, or what's the business plan piece of that for the distribution? Because that's about sustainability.
I want Josh to continue with the business piece, but one other additional thing to consider that we had that was technically a challenge for us is translating our formulas from a laboratory environment and then from a small pilot plant to sort of mass production. And again, that's where a lot of, you know, kind of technology has been required and refinement of our formulas, and that's also a challenge as a technical company goes from small scale production to large scale production. And that's a process that has, you know, relied on the team of kind of experts that we've brought into the company who have a tremendous background in natural supplements and also in natural kind of chemistry to make sure these items are stable but without using preservatives and all the things that we don't want to do once we reach the large scale.
And things that you mentioned briefly that are really incredible details, and I think that I'm correct on this. The color of my blood in my body is not the same color that I see, because once oxygen hits it, it changes. Light changes it. So you had ingredients that if you give someone a shot, it's not going to have the same impact because you have all of those other environmental factors changing what might ostensibly be really healthy in one form, but how do you translate to that in the nutrition form after it has a shelf life?
Right. I mean, that's exactly right. And I think that it's important that people realize there's a right way to go to market and make, kind of technical consumer products that rely on supplements or kind of vitamins or that can have a positive healthy impact. And then there's a way that just gets them on the shelf. And we're very diligent and cognizant of things such as absorptive capacity and active forms of our things. And so we follow rules of co-stabilizing by using antioxidants to make sure that when our consumers are ingesting our products that, and we've studied this on, you know, as things sit on the shelf and decay, we make sure that they're getting the active form.
And I think from a growth standpoint, obviously we've really wanted to take this slow and steady approach. There's a lot of science that goes into the drinks, and obviously Alex is a practicing spine surgeon in New York, and we have a team of medical, sort of a medical advisory board that also helps when we're developing products. And ultimately, we want to really be able to communicate to people that this isn't just a marketing message. You know, we're not just some big company that's sort of creating products based on some sort of a focus group. These were things that we all wanted to have in our daily lives. Alex and the medical advisory board were able to come up with formulas that helped to address those needs. And for us, we're really content to take that slow and steady approach, really get the word out there and educate consumers about the functionality and the science behind the drinks, and then from there let them go and help to, you know, to sort of tell other folks about it. So obviously, you know, for Kimberly in Arizona, it's a close market to Southern California and Los Angeles, and was sort of easy to help sort of spread the buzz geographically and to kind of slowly expand in that manner. We're very, very conscious of not wanting people to associate us or think that we're part of some larger beverage company, because the science and the authenticity of the brand and obviously the sort of level of intelligence that Alex brings to it is very important for us to be able to communicate. And so we don't want to confuse consumers by, you know, having them think that we're just some other mass market brand that's trying to convince them with empty promises.
Now, Josh, when we met in L.A., I don't remember if we were at a Coffee Bean.
We were.
We were at a Coffee Bean. So they carry it.
They do,
which
yeah.
I think is really awesome.
That's been a great partnership. I mean, we've had a lot of great partners. Obviously, in the Southern California area, Coffee Bean has been one of them. They're headquartered here in Southern California. They have a strong presence in this area, and so I think given the strong local connection, they were willing to bring the brand in pretty early on. There are a lot of other retailers like Whole Foods, which carry the products nationwide, and then there are plenty in obviously in Arizona who have been very strong supporters of the brand, Fry's and Bash's and a few other retailers there that.
We occasionally find it at Safeway, but if not, Mr. Green finds it at CVS, and I just want
to... Yeah, exactly, CVS for sure.
We have to quickly go to another break, which is a much shorter break, but I will tell you that, when I have said this on the air, I admit it, one of my favorite movies was The Hangover. Coffee Bean was in it, and they should have gotten a function drink to cure their hangover. I didn't think
right.
of that.
Well, hopefully Hangover 2 just started shooting, so we're trying
Let's
to
Let's get in there. I can be your advocate. News Talk 790 KNST. We're having fun. We're learning unbelievable things about health from the inside out.
790 KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST on this hot, happy Saturday. Please be sure to visit my website at mrsgreensworld.com. As I said earlier in the broadcast, we have about 7 votes shy of 2,000 votes for the Arizona's Greenest Workplace Challenge, and I'm sure by now we're over it. We're interviewing two amazing people that are making the world a better place, Dr. Alex Hughes and Josh Simon. And what I want to do is offer to our listeners, and I know you're out there because I'm getting texts, we're going to try to get Josh on another line to create a little bit less feedback for that buzz. We'll see how that works. And if you are the first two callers, 520-880-5678, Josh has offered to ship you a case of function. And we will probably not be putting you on the air, but Kat will take your information. We'll say your name on the air. But the first two callers, 880-5678. And I just want to make use of this time because, as we all know, time flies when you're having fun. So let those lights, let the phone lines light up and win a case of function delivered to your door. Let's go on to when we last spoke. We had Alex and Josh, I'd like to talk to you about the whole plastic issue, because what
right.
I know as Mrs. Green, it is not a quick fix. It's not easy to change from a plastic bottle. I drink out of it every day. I recycle it. I know that you guys are totally committed to finding the most sustainable
right.
packaging. And Josh, you wanted to say something about CVS.
Yeah, well, I wanted to make sure that all of your listeners know that CVS, which has been an awesome retail partner for us in the region, we're actually on sale there next week.
Mr. Green, yay, I know he's listening. We'll get some more.
So there you go.
That's great. CVS, and that is where they probably have the most consistent supply, and I wish Safeway did too. But Fry's and Bash's, great partners. Okay, let's talk about the plastic, and thank you, everybody. The phone lines are lit up, so just stay on the line and be patient. Kat's taking your information down, so go ahead.
I'll let Josh weigh in on this as well, but, I mean, sustainability for all of us who are, you know, I think everyone on Earth has, you know, this is relevant to everyone, and certainly those of us who make consumer products, we want to make our impact on the environment as low as possible, and I know consumers feel that same way as well. But you're right. Plastics, there's no quick solution, but, you know, there are things that people can do and that we can do, such as recycle plastics. We can increase the percent of recyclable plastic in our resin. And those are kinds of things that we can do and are doing, you know, in 2010. And I know Josh has had a lot of experience on the issue of alternative resin materials, such as corn resin, for instance. There are technical limitations with that, however, and you brought up the concept of oxygen and its impact on our bloodstream and its changing of the color. Well, you know, plastics offer a oxygen barrier to reactive products, and so some of these alternative resins make products less shelf stable, and therefore, when products have less shelf life, you have to take them off the shelf, or they need to be restocked on the shelf at a more frequent interval, and therefore, some of your gains can be lost, and so. There's certainly challenges in the arena of plastics, and obviously in glass and aluminum have their own
disadvantages. They really do. I don't want to carry around a glass bottle because I drop things constantly. So I even get it just from that as the consumer. Please don't inconvenience me, but I want to be a really good steward. You know what I mean? It's that big, huge challenge.
Glass, which is difficult handle, it's heavy, and so you're shipping, and fuel's burned, and shipping actually goes up. And then also silica mining, which is used to create glass, is quite harmful to individuals from a medical standpoint, but also to the environment. And so, you know, I think our goal as a company is to do, you know, lessen our impact wherever possible, and then also take the bull by the horns and try where we can to innovate, and whether it's working with partners that are looking for these alternative resins and trying to make them as practical and accessible and as functional as possible. And we spend a significant amount of time in that arena.
And we definitely take it very seriously and have tested a variety of different new technologies out there. And, you know, just to sort of reiterate what Alex said, unfortunately, you know, there's sort of a constant, you know, sort of benefit analysis to look at in terms of the drinks and even safety of consumers. And unfortunately, some of the compostable resins that exist out there that we've tested are very brittle. They can, you know, fall off the shelf and break. They don't protect the ingredients that are inside the bottle. So we've done extensive testing with a variety of companies, and our current bottle manufacturer is one of the leaders at trying to develop this new technology. It really is sort of the holy grail in the beverage business. So hopefully we will be the first, you know, or one of the first once it's out there, because it's something we talk about and we've researched on a regular basis. And it feels like it's getting much closer, but it's something we definitely take very seriously.
And one area of unexpected controversy is with, you know, corn-derived resins, sort of with the ubiquitous nature of corn-derived products. Suddenly, As commodities prices have gone way up and food prices have gone up, it became sort of a new type of evil to start using corn and food products for, you know, fuel and alternative packaging materials. So every kind of move is without controversy, but requires careful analysis for sure.
Well, I had a lunch, one of the most interesting lunches of my career as Mrs. Green, with a man that is one of the owners of Truly Nolan, which is one of the biggest pesticide, you know, bug spray companies in the world. He's going to be on the show, very illuminating, and he challenged me on a lot of things about how green is it. And
right,
you guys are doing how green it can be. That's how I feel. There's no silver bullet. You don't just say, well, we're going to use this, and then, oh, sorry, your bottle melted when it hit the sun. I wouldn't be very happy.
Right.
Okay, so I just want to tell you that I just can't help it because I don't know what to do, but we had a lot of callers, so I said yes to three, and Kat took their information, so if you stay on the line after, I couldn't help it. So we had someone call in from Minnesota, we had people call in from Tucson, so Jerry, Sherry, And Josh, thank you very much for calling in, and we'll get that out to you. Okay, time will fly. This is not the last time you'll be on Mrs. Green's show. In the last few minutes that we have left, where do you see yourselves in 5 years with the challenges, with the excitement, with the growth in your markets? What are you going to do massive distribution? If you're not at the tipping point, you'll hit it. So what's each of your take on that? Can you think 5 years down the road for what you're going to have to do besides not sleep?
Alex, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I'll say that our goal. I mean, certainly, you know, we feel so passionately about our products that the goal is to, you know, to use the term tipping point. And that means for us that we've achieved our goal of educating consumers and cluing them into that there are some really impactful yet fun things that they can do in their lives every single day. So certainly that is the goal. And I think we have, you know, Josh alluded to our other partner, Nathan Miller, who has a tremendous background in business and is a logistics guru. And the key is that we have an infrastructure, even though we're a small, lean, you know, company, we have an infrastructure that's put together in a smart way that we can, you know, sustain that growth. And so I think, you know, Josh and Dayton would, I think, you know, echo this, that it's you know, keeping our eye on, you know, the next month, 6 months, years down the road to make sure that we can get our products into the hands of our consumers when and wherever they want them.
And I think we, you know, we continue to evolve. We're constantly testing new flavors, which we want to add to the market of existing functionalities. We're Alex and the Medical Advisory Board is also constantly experimenting with some new functionalities as well. That, you know, like I said, we want everything we put on the market, we want to really be effective. We want to really be able to stand behind the science. And there's a long process that's involved in that. So the flavors are a little bit easier, and you'll start to see many of those in sort of the shorter term, and in the longer term, we'll hopefully be able to bring some additional exciting new functionalities to the market, you know, that are sort of advancing beverage science in the way that we have thus far.
Now, you keep saying functionality. Are you thinking about changing the name, or is it going to stay Function?
Function is our it's sort of our pride and joy, that name. So it says it all, and I can't
really
imagine
does.
That ever changing.
It functions for me. So
exactly. There's a lot of fun you can have with it.
Cracks me up. And don't forget to target that 60-year-old market. My new mantra is this is what Sex in the City looks like at 60. So don't forget to target that market, too. You have all these hot, hip people on your website because they're the L.A. jogging on and on and on. Well, there's still a lot of life in this chick, I can tell you that.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, the fun thing is some of our most passionate customers can be found in every age category.
Yeah,
so that's definitely true.
I am definitely one of them. And I think in response to my five-year question, I don't think I'm going to ask that anymore, because even Microsoft, they're not doing anything but an 18-month plan. You can't plan 5 years anymore. Things are changing.
Exactly.
They're so dynamic. Everything is just happening at light speed. I think we're like, you know, time shifting, shape shifting. Who knows what's going to happen? We'll be able to go to maybe a function, you know, where you can go like a function water fountain and put your card in and fill up your glass. I mean, you never know. That could happen.
Exactly.
I hope that happens with water. I hope that we have water stands that come back and you keep your glass and you swipe your card and it costs 5 cents and you don't ever have to use a plastic bottle again.
Right.
So, I mean, Alex, I have to ask you this. Are you still practicing medicine in your spare time?
I am. And I think, you know, I'm actually a practicing surgeon at one of the Cornell Medical Center affiliated hospitals here in New York City, Hospital for Special Surgery. And I actually enjoy, I mean, the nice thing about this is having one foot in an academic research world and of spinal surgery and then another world in the beverage business, which is quite different but the same. I mean, at the end of the day, we're impacting the lives of people. And like I said, what's great about the beverage industry is I'm not just getting to interact and impact people who are suffering from, you know, serious problems, but really everyday healthy people. And that's really fun and different from what I do in the other arena.
And making a difference from the inside out. My brother had a severed spinal cord, so it's near and dear to my heart, and bless you for what you're doing. We are going to be out of time, and I can't believe it. You guys are awesome. Thank you for what you're doing to promote health from the inside out, making our world a better place. Good luck on that hangover spot. And Tucson, pick up a copy of the new Horizon. the New Southwest from Green Times Magazine, the New Southwest. Guys, thank you. Stay on for a minute, and I'd like to pick up. Have a great, safe weekend, everybody. News Talk 790 KNST. Mrs. Green goes mainstream. Getting my green on.